Hello, book besties, and welcome to episode 6 of the Books and Mockers podcast. I'm Shai.
I'm Em.
Grab a drink, get cozy, let's talk books. Welcome back, Em.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been in Florida on holiday for a couple of weeks.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been hell for me.
I've still spoken to you every day.
Yeah, but it's not the same having to wait 5 hours for a reply. You kind of
I have to say the time zone killed the conversation a lot of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a really good time. It was nice to go, and we went and did Disney and we chilled out, and it was good. We had a few rainy days, which it did, I wouldn't say ruined the holiday, but those days were a bit of a washout because most things are outside. But we did spend some time doing some book shopping, and we went to Barnes & Noble and we went to Books A Million, and I slightly fell in love with Barnes & Noble. Yeah, I actually put a reel up on my Instagram account today, just sort of giving a bit of insight into what the store is like. I mean, it's just a bookstore, but it's got everything. It's got absolutely everything. But yeah, it was really cool. So I got a couple of classics. I got a couple of Jane Austen's, Barnes & Noble exclusive ones. They're sort of leather bound,
mm-hmm.
Which was really cool. And Books A Million was awesome as well. They actually had quite a lot of merchandise rather than just books. So actually they had, I sent you photos, they had some t-shirts from Fourth Wing, which were amazing. So it was, it was good. But yeah, we had a really nice holiday. But yeah, I'm glad to be back. I missed recording.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to double back to those t-shirts. They were amazing. I loved them.
Yeah.
Absolutely obsessed. I don't think anywhere does them in the UK like that. I think you can get them from like Etsy and stuff, but...
Yeah. I mean, this is one thing that I do wish we had a bit more in the UK, because I know they have a lot in the US, is a lot of book merch. And it's a shame because most of it's on Etsy and you can pay to obviously have it shipped over. It's usually quite expensive and not everybody does it because Etsy's usually smaller, independent sellers. They don't always ship across. But yeah, no, the t-shirts were awesome. They were really cool.
Yeah. I missed recording as well. I think we went 2 weeks without recording because we pre-recorded the episode the first week that you was away. And honestly, setting up today, just to start, I was confused. Don't even ask me what systems we're using. Where was my mic? Where were my headphones? The laptop wasn't charged. Really, it was a struggle today.
Yeah. I think, it's the same. Today was, we got back early Tuesday morning into the UK, and then I had Tuesday, and then I was back at work today, which is Wednesday. And yeah, it's the same. I logged onto my computer this morning and I thought, what is my job? What do I do? I mean, it doesn't help that I'm massively jet lagged. Yeah, I think it's the same. Anytime you don't do something for a couple of weeks, take a bit of a break, come back, and all of a sudden you have no idea what you're doing. But yeah, no, I've really missed recording. But I think we have to talk. I know we've got a review coming up, but I think we have to talk a little bit about Iron Flame, because it was released 2 days before I flew out to the States, and I spent my 9-hour flight over reading it and then landing and frantically sending you loads of text messages, and then read the rest of it. It's a massive book. Even though I am a fast reader, it's a massive book. And it's very heavy going. I mean, I'd say we will talk about it in the review, but it's definitely a tough book. But yeah, it was, so a lot of my holiday was taken up with Iron Flame, sort of reading in the evenings. But yeah, I think the hype around it's been crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm slightly devastated that it came out right before you went on holiday, because like we say, the time difference meant that we couldn't chat about it. And for once in my life, I finished a book before you, which never happens because you'd read. And I was like, oh my God, like, I have no one to discuss this with. Like, it was sad. But do you know what? It's getting a lot of mixed reviews, and God, we can't say it now because we're going to do the...
We do obviously have our review coming up. But yeah, I mean, I think just the hype around it was slightly crazy, actually. I think, I mean, Book Talk and Bookstagram just absolutely exploded. And one thing I do want to just briefly mention is, if anybody's listening and you've read a book and it's just been released, If you're putting any spoilers on social media, please put a spoiler warning on, because the amount,
Please.
I know the amount of videos and posts that I had to quickly scroll past as soon as I saw that it was about to be a spoiler, but it hadn't been warned. And I just think when the book's only been out a few days a week, it's too early to start putting spoilers out there when people maybe haven't had a chance to read the whole book. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm super excited for a review. I think it's going to be good to discuss it, because a lot happened in Iron Flame.
Definitely. I mean, one thing that I do want to say, and this isn't going to spoil the review or anything, I'm slightly disappointed in the fact that some of the books had, well, actually, a lot of the books had printing issues. I am unfortunately one of those people with a missing dragon, and I didn't think that I'd be upset about it, but I'm upset about it. Like, I want my dragon on chapter 17. I just think, like, for such a highly anticipated release, the publishers really should have been like on top of that. It's just like some people's spines were upside down. There was one girl, and I felt awful. The last page was at the front as the first page. So she read the ending. She read the ending before she got into the book. I could not. I'm
No.
suing.
Oh my
Could you
God.
imagine the
That, I mean,
devastation?
yeah. I mean, I think, oh gosh, no, I can't actually remember the last page, but I don't think the last page was quite as shocking as the last page of Fourth Wing.
No, I think
So,
the last chapter, or the
yes.
chapter before the last chapter, was the most shocking. But then the last page actually left you with a what the hell? This cannot be happening feeling.
Yeah, but no, that you're right. I mean, that is shocking. And as you say, when it's so highly, I mean, it shouldn't happen in any book, but when you've got something that's so highly anticipated, yeah, absolutely. I mean, things like that shouldn't be happening.
No.
Absolutely shouldn't be happening. But yeah, we will leave the rest for the review, but just had to discuss that because it was yeah, it was a lot. Definitely a lot. Really looking forward to getting into it. But how's your week been? Couple of weeks been? Any bookish updates or
I don't have anything crazy to report. I will say this, and this could potentially be an upcoming pod, but I took the plunge and started reading Haunting Adeline.
ooh.
We have been going back and forth about this. So, oh, guys, there's two pages of trigger warnings if you didn't know. And me and Emma was like, should we do it? Do we not do it? Like, it sounds so disturbing. And it's one of those books where it's like, once you do it, that you can't, like, there's no going back. You can't, like, remove it from your mind. So I
You
started
can't
it.
unsee.
It's taken me, granted, like, I am a slow reader, but usually on a Kindle, I can get through a book a lot quicker. And I'm approaching a week, and I'm so, like, the thing is, I read for an escape. And because it's so heavy, it's not really an escape. So it's like, it's so difficult to get through. And guys, seriously, take the trigger warnings very, very seriously. It's a little bit disturbing, but that's my major update. I have nothing. I've been lonely. I've missed you. I don't, that's my update.
I know. I think I don't think I'm gonna get to go on holiday again without you.
No, you're not.
So I think that's that. I
I'll be in
think
your
yeah,
suitcase.
yeah, I think our husbands just need to deal with the fact that if either of us are going on holiday, the others are coming. So I think that's just yeah, definitely. But yeah, I think with Haunting Adeline, I haven't started it yet just because obviously I've been away, I've been reading Iron Flame. I read some other books whilst I was away as well. Just some easy, you know, a few sort of sport romances, typical of me. And yeah, just kind of got a little bit of escapism. But you've got a question.
I just want you to tell the pod how many books you read while you was on holiday.
So I did get through a few books. So I think the final tally was about 9 or 10. I can't remember exactly how many, 10 potentially.
And she says she is not that fast.
It was just in the evenings when we got back to the hotel. It was just an easy thing to just pick up, and a lot of the books were just very sort of easy, you know, happily ever after, romances, and Yeah, just it was just a little bit of escapism after being in the parks all day and just, having a little bit of downtime at night. It was I read a lot. I did read a lot. But then that is what relaxes me, is reading. But I didn't think Haunting Adeline was something to really get into whilst I was on holiday.
No.
I'm st especially since you're now sort of halfway through the book, I'm still very much on the fence. I think I am going to read it. I think you've already said you're not too keen on going on to the second book. I mean, it's the cat and mouse series, so there are only two books. You've said you're not overly keen on the second one. I think I'm probably going to read it at some point, just for the very reason that I'm intrigued. I think it's one of these books that it seems to be very Marmite. I think either you love it or you hate it, and social media is very, very mixed on the books. And Goodreads very mixed, and I don't know, it's something that quite a few people that I follow on Instagram and TikTok, they've talked about the book. They've not necessarily reviewed it, they've just talked about it. And yeah, there's just something about the hype that's pulling me in. And I mean, we've talked about it for quite a long time now. And I mean, I wouldn't mind doing a pod on it,
I think we
just
should.
to do an episode and sort of just break it down and have a bit of a chat. But yeah, I think today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're not reviewing anything.
We are going to be sharing our cozy Christmas recommendations and then also our Christmas themed TBR. So the recommendations aren't necessarily going to be Christmas themed, but they do have like a cozy element, and we feel like you guys would enjoy snuggling up with a blanket and it would be like a good book to sit in front of the Christmas tree and read. So yeah, that's what we're going to do this episode. Slightly different, but I think it will be fun. So we've got a few. I'll kick us off. So this is one of my cozy Christmas recommendations. And of course, if you guys listened to the first episode, I think you can see this one coming. But I'm going to say the Harry Potter series. I mean, I don't feel like I need to explain. It's if you've watched the movies, and you should sort of get a gauge for like how cozy it really is. And like, obviously, it goes through the academic year, so we do get to see some Christmassy descriptions going through it. But 100% the Harry Potter series, specifically the first three books. I think beyond that, it gets a little bit deep and dark, and you've got a lot going on. But I think the first three books are quite light and easy reads. So that would be my first cozy suggestion.
Yeah, I think just to add to that, I think Harry Potter as well, it's sort of synonymous with Christmas now. The movies are always out at Christmas or on a cycle. Usually have like the Harry Potter channel on Sky Movies. So yeah, completely get you, completely agree. My first cozy read is actually going to be the first review that we did for the pod, which is Icebreaker by Hannah Grace. I think the reason I've picked this is just it's such a feel-good book. And I think you've got Nate and Stassi here, just amazing characters. You have got a Christmas element in the book as well, because again, it goes through the academic year. So you just sort of get that. It's towards sort of the back end of the book, but Icebreaker is one of those books that I can read over and over again. It's one of those that I can see myself cuddled up with a blanket, hot chocolate, and just really, get stuck into it and get sort of lost in the story. So yeah, that's my first recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely love that one. I mean, the found family and stuff, it's just, it
It's
is quite a
heartwarming.
comforting. Yeah, I can see how that's a comforting read. My next one is Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross. So it's not going to be comforting. I think it will break your heart. However, it's very easy to get lost in. And I do absolutely love the world that she's built. It's one of those books where I feel like if you had the time, you could sit down and get through it in one day. And I absolutely loved the side characters in this one. I can't even go into too much detail without spoiling it for you guys, but there's one character that she is Christmas. Like, you want to just be looked after by her and like coddled. And she's lovely and really sweet and warming. And so for that reason, my second pick would be Divine Rivals.
Okay, my second one, it's actually I'm going way back, and actually I think if you listen to the first episode that we ever did, I think this might actually be my favorite series, and it's Twilight by Stephenie Meyer.
Ooh.
And yeah, the reason I've picked just the first book, not the entire series, just Twilight, again, just because I find it really heartwarming. And as much as It is fantasy. Obviously, you've got vampires, werewolves. It is ultimately a love story, and it's, I think, where it's set, Forks in Washington State. It's very quite rainy, quite grey. And for some reason, when I read a book that sort of describes weather like that, it just, for me, it's really cozy and it makes me want to, again, snuggle up with a blanket and just sort of get lost in it. I also, when I first read Twilight, before the movies came out and everything, when I first read it, the book just, it captured me and I could not put it down. It's one of those books that just, I had to keep reading. I had to know what happened next. I had to know, you know, who she chose in the end. And yeah, it's just, it's one of those books that I just absolutely love. And again, I'll pick up over and over again.
Yeah, no, I love that one. My next one's Circe by Madeline Miller. And actually, I do want to add Song of Achilles to that one. Don't know about anyone else, but I love watching a Greek mythology film at Christmas time. Could just be me, I don't know. But it's something that I now connect to Christmas. And so for that reason, I think Circe would be the perfect cozy Christmas read. They're quite quick books as well. They're not too long at all. And they're like, you know, there's constantly something new happening in every chapter. So you're gripped the entire way through. And I think that that's important. So yeah, I would go with Circe by Madeline Miller. Well, actually, any Madeline Miller book, I would say, is a win for Christmas time.
Yeah, I think when you find an author who the writing just makes you feel very comforted, I think then you can pick up any of their books. And I feel like that's kind of what she is with those. My next one is actually the first book of the Playing for Keeps series by Becca Mack, which is Consider Me. It's about Carter Beckett, who is reformed playboy. You know, he's captain of the hockey team. He's very much, you know, got a bad boy reputation as a player. And then he meets his teammate's girlfriend's best friend, Olivia, and falls completely head over heels in love with her. It's such a wonderful book. The way that Becca writes, I love. I mean, I love the entire Playing for Keeps series. It's an incomplete series. She still has another two books to come out. But the first three are just incredible. And this one in particular, Carter is such, he's such a golden retriever of a character. And he falls first, he falls harder, is the sweetest guy in the world. And again, they do actually have Christmas in the book as well. So it's another one that's really cozy, but I just find it really comforting. It's one of those books that it made me cry, just for a couple of things that happen in it, but it's one of those comforting cries, you know. It kind of, it breaks your heart, but it then kind of puts you back together again. And it's just a book I absolutely love. And I say I would recommend, if you read that and you enjoy it, you'll want to read the rest of the series. But definitely for this, I would go with Consider Me.
I love that. I actually think you might have convinced me to add that to my list now. Shock horror, I know. Me going for a sports romance, you wouldn't see it coming.
I know, in shock horror, I had a sports romance in my suggestions.
So my final suggestion, I'm going to couple these up actually, and I'm going to say sit down and read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame this Christmas, because fair enough, it's not the most comforting read and you will be on the edge of your seat, heartbroken, struggling to breathe, like just going through the ringer. But with that being, I don't know, we do go for a December period. There's snow. I guess that makes it cozy. There's snow at certain points, so we'll go with that.
I think as well, as much as, yeah, I mean, obviously they again, it's an academic year, so they go through December through Christmas. But for me, a comforting read, it's more about a feeling. And I think all these books that we're both recommending, it's made us feel certain things. And I think you're right, Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, they're not the most comforting reads, as in things that happen in them, but I think just as a whole, the book, it envelops you completely, and I think you get completely lost in it. And that for me is a big comfort factor. It's just being lost in another world completely.
Yeah, 100%. And I think with Fourth Wing, I really do wish that it was released in December or November, just because it came out in the summer. And I just remember thinking, this just isn't a summer read. This deserves a winter moment. So definitely those two to be added to the list.
And my final one, actually, It's one book, but it is the first in a series, and the series actually ends with a Christmas book. So I'm going to sort of go with the book, but the series as a whole, to be fair. And it's a Lovestruck series by Rachel Shurig. It's a four book series. So you've got Lovestruck in London, which is the first one, and it follows the main character who actually lives in Detroit in America, and she actually comes to London to study as her master's degree, and she ends up meeting an actor, and again it's a love story, but it is just it's got a great Christmas section in it, but it is also it's such a comforting book. It's got absolutely zero spice. It's not about that at all. It is all about them and their journey together, and it's beautiful. I absolutely love it. And then it goes on, you've got Lovestruck in Los Angeles, Lovestruck Forever, and then Lovestruck at Christmas, and it's all about the main two characters, and it's just the most gorgeous series. I read it years ago, and it's one of the series that I have gone to, and I've probably read it four or five times now. It's
God.
just it's one of those series that just it's a complete comfort for me. I love the characters, I love the writing. They spend some time in Edinburgh in Scotland as well, which isn't far from where I grew up. It's really nice being able to picture where they are, like when they say they walk down, walk through Princes Street Gardens and go to the Palace of Holyrood. It's nice to be able to visualize where they actually are. So it's a really lovely series, and for me, completely comforting and just a gorgeous thing to read in the winter.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that you read it three or four times. That's insane. You must
Yeah.
read, it must be a really good book, guys. Add it to your list.
They're not long books, but they're wonderful, and they're ones that again I couldn't put down.
Oh, amazing. I love that feeling. Well, that's it for our cozy suggestions. I guess we'll go into our TBR. I want to start off by saying that I've never read a Christmas-themed book, like a book made for Christmas. I've never done it before. So I'm going to apologize in advance if my selection of books aren't that great, because this is my first time going and I don't know what's good and what's not. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, I'm going to start with Resting Scrooge Face by Meghan Quinn. I've picked this one out because it's only 80 pages long, and personally, because it's themed, I don't know how I'm going to feel about it. So I don't want something that's really, really long. And I think that if you're just getting into, seasonal books, that maybe this would be a good place to start. It's small town. Now, from the description, I can't tell whether or not it's Grumpy Grumpy or Grumpy Sunshine, but it is a romance, like I say, only 80 pages. And it's basically following the main character, Nola, who moves to a small town called, I think it's called Cherry. I could be wrong. I can't seem to find it on the little descriptor, but she basically moves. No, I'm lying to you. It's her quaint hometown, Bright Harbor in Maine, that she moves back to.
Okay.
And, I think we can sort of guess what's going to end up happening. It's a romance, it's small town. She's obviously going to fall in love with a guy.
Sounds good. Sounds good. My first pick is actually it's one that I've seen online a lot, and for some reason it pulls me in, and I don't actually know if it is super Christmassy, but it seems really cozy and really just it makes me think of Christmas looking at the cover, and that is The Pumpkin Spice Cafe by Laurie Gilmore, and it seems to center around the main character Jeannie, whose aunt gifts her the Pumpkin Spice Cafe in the small town of Dream Harbor. And when she arrives to take over the cafe, there's a local farmer called Logan who is a bit taken with Jeannie. And I think, again, it's pretty obvious what's going to happen. But yeah, it seems to be Grumpy Sunshine, which I love this. I love when you get a really grumpy main male character and they're trying to kind of win over the sunshine main female character. And yeah, again, this is actually small town, so we've gone quite similar with those, but I think yeah, it sounds really cozy, really sort of wintry, Christmassy. So yeah, that's my first one.
Okay. The next one I think is actually on our list to read together, and that is Lovelight Farms by BK Borisson. Again, small town romantic comedy, and it basically follows the main character who's on a mission to save the Christmas tree farm that basically her family had shopped at her entire life and it's going to now close down. And so she ends up falling in love with someone along the way, which I think will be quite fun. It looks cute. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm one of those people that will pick up a book because of the cover. And when we was like, we need to find a Christmas book to read, I went through Goodreads as I do. And it was the cover. The cover caught me. The cover's stunning. Yeah. I don't know if you remember seeing it, Em, but
yeah,
it is such a pretty cover.
It's lovely. I think, and I don't know if it's just if it's a girl thing or if it's just, you know, if you've got quite a visual sort of mind, but just covers, I'm so drawn to covers. And I think, yeah, for me, like when I walk into like a bookstore, just I will be drawn to covers regardless of what the book is. And yeah, this one actually excited us both. So I am excited to read that one, definitely. My next one is Wreck the Halls by Tessa Bailey. And the reason that I've picked this is because it is a standalone holiday rom-com. And knowing Tessa Bailey's writing, she's very funny. The same as actually when you're talking earlier about Meghan Quinn, again, her rom-coms are absolutely hilarious. Like the Caine brothers, I've actually, on holiday, I actually read the first two books in her hockey series, and she's a hilarious writer. And this is one of the reasons that I went with Wreck the Halls. So it seems to be about two adult children of two former rock stars who team up to convince their estranged mothers to play a Christmas Eve concert. And I think just even from that sort of opening line of it, it sounds like it's going to be really funny. And yeah, it's just something, again, the cover, I really like the cover. And when I picked it up and read the back, I just thought, yeah, I think this is a little bit of me. So that is my second one, Wreck the Halls by Tessa Bailey.
Okay. My final one is going to be Tis the Season for Revenge by Morgan Elizabeth. Now, the reason why I picked this one out is because actually in the descriptor, it says Tis the Season for Revenge in a contemporary romance, grumpy sunshine, age gap, and Christmas romance. And I just thought, why not throw it all at us? Like, it sounds perfect. I didn't even really read the description. I read that part and I was like, sold, done. Yeah. Like, taboo, bit of age gap, grumpy sunshine, we love that. So that's the one that we're going for. And it's got quite good ratings, yeah, actually.
It on sounds Goodreads. Awesome. Yeah. My final one is The Holiday Swap by Maggie Knox. This one, again, I think has the potential to be quite funny. But it says, when chef Charlie Goodwin gets hit on the head on the LA set of her reality baking show, she loses a lot more than consciousness. She also loses her ability to taste and smell, both critical to her success as show judge. Meanwhile, Charlie's identical twin Cass is frantically trying to hold her own life together back in their quaint mountain hometown while running the family's bustling bakery and dealing with her ex, who won't get the memo that they're over. Days only till Christmas, a desperate Charlie asks Cass to do something they haven't done since they were kids, switch places. So I think it's got the potential to be really funny, just because I can imagine if it's, you know, siblings, you know, a little bit of sort of competition as well, as in, oh, well, you know, I can tell a little bit of a, you know, a story of when the opposite sibling was younger. I think it could be quite funny. But I think as well, the meet guys obviously as the opposite sibling, and yes, I think it's going to be quite funny. I don't know if I'm wrong with that. I'm hoping that it's going to be funny, but it sounds like a really good book. And I just think it, yeah, just something that when I had a look and read about it, I just thought, yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very interesting. I think that's it from us today. So
yeah,
a much shorter episode than usual.
Yeah, but I think hopefully it's been helpful. Hopefully you now have some cozy reads for winter and some Christmas recommendations. We will obviously in a later episode talk about the Christmas recommendations once we've read them and give a bit of a review on those. But yeah, I think with the cozy ones in particular, we've picked ones that actually mean a lot to us, and we really hope that you enjoy them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did just want to say also, if you guys have enjoyed this episode or if you've enjoyed any of our other episodes, please do leave us a rating. It is really helpful. We do really appreciate it.
And don't forget to come over to Instagram to @booksandmockerspod and join in the conversation. And yeah, we hope to see you there.
Yep. So until next week, speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.